And welcome to another episode of Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be discussing ransomware. Ransomware has been in the news a lot. Just the first week of June, a major meat producer was forced to shut things down due to a ransomware attack. In May, the Colonial Pipeline that serves gas to many eastern states was also forced to shut down due to a ransomware attack. And finally, earlier in 2021, Scripps Medical Network in San Diego was also targeted by hackers and forced to pay a ransom. To this day, members of that medical group still can't access their medical records. And worse, people that were in life-threatening situations within the hospital network had to be transferred to a different hospital because the systems all had to be shut down and they didn't want to risk accidentally killing people because of an unreliable network. So ransomware attacks are very serious. They're becoming much more popular, and I want to talk about it more in today's podcast episode. Before we jump into this episode, though, let me update you with a few things. First, thank you to everyone that has listened to my podcast last week. I interviewed Christian Espinosa, my first cybersecurity professor and now best-selling author. I had a blast talking with him about his book, Leadership, Entrepreneurship, and of course, Cybersecurity. If you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend you go listen to that episode. We crossed over 1,200 downloads, specifically 1,224 downloads of my podcast. We're still far away from my next goal of 2,500, but with your help and support, I know we're going to get there very soon. I am thankful to each and every one of you that tunes in to listen to my podcast. I really do hope you find something of value here. Please feel free to share my podcast with your friends and family so that they too can benefit from Cybersecurity for All. If you want to leave a message, there's a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can use to get a hold of me. Also, apetech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else that I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter, and you can find me there at apetechda. If you enjoy the cybersecurity content, but you feel like you want a little bit more, feel free to check me out on TikTok. I post even more content about cybersecurity there that you might enjoy. My content on TikTok is a little, it's fun. It's entertaining. I do post the occasional educational type of post, but I've been really focusing on more an edutainment, right? So I'm educating while I'm entertaining. And so if you want to definitely go beyond cybersecurity, definitely go check me out on TikTok. I'm at almost 3,100 followers on the platform. So I am very aggressively trying to grow on there and help me get to 5,000. I think that'd be awesome. Make sure you check me out across all of my other mediums. apetech.me/social is where you're going to find everything. I have a blog. I have this podcast. I have YouTube. I have a lot of stuff going on. TikTok, right? So make sure you go and support. There's a lot of content for everybody. All right, enough of the updates. Let's get into today's episode. What is ransomware? Let's start off with defining ransomware. Ransomware, as the name suggests, is when you are asked to pay money in exchange for something of yours that was taken. Typically, this is very common in hostage situations or in kidnappings. In the cyber world, rather than an individual being held up for ransom, an attacker will hold your data up for ransom. A ransomware attack is pretty clever. Rather than developing malware to destroy your computer or network, a hacker will use ransomware a ransomware attack to make money. They come into your computer, encrypt your hard drive, and then ask you, the victim, to pay a ransom if you want your data back. Failure to pay the ransom typically leads to your data being made publicly available on the internet. For normal people like you and me, that might not be such a big, huge deal, right? What stuff do we have on our computers other than maybe taxes, some financial information, and mainly pictures, right? Not too big of a deal. We're not producing millions or billions of dollars on our computer. But for a corporation that does have millions, if not billions of dollars worth of data, this could be a huge deal. And attackers, it's lucrative, right? They are hungry to find these companies that they can exploit and take advantage and take their data. At this point, you might be asking yourself, how does a ransomware attack get carried out? This attack usually starts off like any good social engineering attack. The hacker or hacker group will send out an email in a phishing attack. Okay, Now, if you're not familiar with the phishing attack, highly recommend you go check out one of my first few episodes here on the podcast, because I go into pretty big detail on and what phishing attacks are. And also on TikTok, I make a ton of skits on phishing attacks, right? So these emails are distributed to people that work for a company. This is important to you because if you work for someone or are entrusted with a company computer, then you might become a high-value target. Most people only think about their personal devices, but if you have any competing resources from your employer, you should always be on the lookout for suspicious emails. Once you receive this email, the attempt is made to make it look real enough that you click on it. Once you click on it, this is where the magic starts. Either through an attachment or redirect to a malicious website, the hacker will download the scripts, a script that encrypts your hard drive. Once encrypted, you will not be able to access your data, and you're usually presented with some sort of a screen or some information that says, hello, you're a victim now. Give us, and you'll get the demand of, hey, we want this amount of money, pay the ransom, or we're going to destroy your data or put it up on the internet for free. So that's basically what happens, right? So once it's encrypted, you're pretty much done. But there is hope. If you can get the decryption key, you can get your data back, right? And the key is simple enough to get. Pay the ransom, and maybe you'll get your stuff back. There is no guarantee that you'll get your data back, but most people and businesses can't risk not having their data. Many pay the ransom, which further motivates hackers to carry out similar attacks because it is an easy way to make money. Now, one thing I want to keep a note here is most victims, okay, and I'm not saying that this is 100%, but most and commonly, a company or a corporation or a business is the receiving end of a ransomware attack. Again, they have the most to lose, right? They have transactions. They rely on their network and their computers to conduct business, right? Whether it be like a medical hospital that has client records or patient records and information for advanced machinery to help keep people alive, or banks that have, again, financial information and basically keep the economy running, right? All types of businesses have data that is of value to a hacker. As an individual, though, you might be thinking, well, I don't have that kind of data, so I really don't need to be worrying about it, right? But you have to remember that these attacks don't happen directly to a company. They happen through the employees of the company. And if you're an employee, right, if you are someone that goes to work 9 to 5, gets a paycheck, then this is why you need to be worrying about ransomware attacks, because you are a entry point to these companies, right? And it's your responsibility to know what's going on in the world so that you can help prevent these attacks from happening to your employer. Because worst case scenario, all their data gets stolen and things have to get shut down, and you're out of work, right? So lots at risk here. And so I just wanted to make sure that even though the attacks are usually targeted to corporations and businesses, you as an individual play a huge responsibility in how these attacks carry out. Do I need to worry about a ransomware? Ransomware is growing in popularity. It's been around for a long time, but most recently it has really caused significant damage to many corporations. As a user of the internet, you should worry about ransomware, right? As I just alluded to, is everybody has a responsibility and a role to play in this ransomware game. The information you have in your computer or your network might not be of high financial value, but there's two reasons why you should get smarter about your ransomware. First, the data that's on your computer is probably pictures and videos of your family. While not high on the financial side, right? As in those pictures are not worth a lot of money, unless you have, for some reason, like if you're a video producer and you are working on a multi-million dollar movie that resides on your computer, then you might want to have a second thought. But losing access to precious memories could be catastrophic, right? These memories, these pictures they're invaluable. They're difficult to replace. We no longer print our pictures, right? Imagine a ransomware attack if you're looking at just your physical data, it would be like having a house fire, right? Where all your files are burnt and unretrievable. So yes, well, maybe the files themselves aren't expensive, right? Or have a lot of worth. The emotional and personal financial loss is significant. Second, is something I just discussed earlier, right? If you're using an employer's computer to conduct business, any email that comes into your mailbox, whether personal or for business, could be an entryway for a ransomware attack. The data on your computer, the data on your that your employer entrusts you with, could be worth millions of dollars, if not billions, right? Depending on the type of company you work for. If you're in this camp, you should take ransomware attacks even more serious because you could potentially lose your job. So how can you protect yourself, right? Ransomware attacks sound scary, and they are, but there are a few ways to protect yourself. First, learn how to detect phishing emails. That's probably the easiest and most effective tactic that hackers use to deploy their attacks. Next, keep a backup of all your data. If your hard drive were ever to be encrypted, right, by these ransomware methods and the way they carry out the attack, you could simply just restore from a backup. Having a backup means that the ransomware attack is pointless because you can just restore and come back without ever having to pay the ransom. But keeping backups can be expensive, so consider it more of an insurance policy than anything else. The last thing you can do is monitor your network traffic. Ransomware attacks usually take time to be carried out. They sometimes remain dormant and don't go into full effect until they are triggered by the hacker. Being able to detect an intrusion to your computer or network could help you fight the war against hackers. All right, and there you have it, your ransomware 101 guide. These attacks are extremely lucrative for hackers. They have the potential to make them a lot of money, and they can cripple systems cripple the system that it infiltrates. Not only that, but by hacking one or a small number of machines and servers, millions can be impacted, right? So that return on investment is huge for an attacker because they only have to try to break into a couple of different machines, but the impact and the effect could be global, right? And so it is extremely lucrative. So not only are they going to make a lot of money, but the impact is going to be huge. And you have to remember that unlike cybersecurity professionals that are aka white hat hackers that are paid to protect our infrastructure and our services and everything around the world, these hackers are passionate about what they're doing, right? They're doing it for their own self-praise and their own self-awareness. They're not doing it for a fancy title or a big paycheck from their boss, right? They don't have a boss. So they're going to go above and beyond to carry out these attacks. And the people that are paid to protect them don't necessarily go above and beyond to try to prevent them from happening. So everyone should be aware of ransomware attacks and what they do and how they can try to prevent the attack from happening. Always double check your emails and never click on anything that you didn't solicit. The internet is a very dangerous place, and as long as people continue to pay their ransom, these attacks are going to continue. Be smart and stay safe online. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me, and see you on the next one.